Several years ago, I bought a new used car, and I wanted to take good care of it. So I was driving home from work, and one of my coworkers had been kind of mean to me, and it was raining, so I braked a little late, and I slid into the person in front of me. So we took care of it, exchanged insurance. My car went to the shop. I got it back. That was accident number one. A few days later, I'm driving down North Schroeder, and I stop at a four-way stop, and this guy slams into me. So accident number two. So I'm all shaken. I get out of the car, and I'm fumbling for my insurance to hand it to him. And he goes, no. I hit you. I give you my insurance. It's okay. You didn't do anything. I was like, okay, thank you. And we look at the bumper. There are some scrapes. And I was like, you know, it doesn't look that bad, but I just got it out of the shop, and I really want to take good care of it. He's like, okay, I understand. And I was like, you know, maybe if you want to pay me cash after I get an estimate, then we don't have to involve insurance. Your premium won't go up. He was like, yeah, let's do that. But I don't have the cash right now. And I said, okay, no worries. I'll call you. So I took it to the shop. I got an estimate, and I called him, and it was like a deactivated Cricket account. And I thought, this poor guy, he doesn't have a lot of money to even pay a phone bill. I feel bad. So a few days later, I set up an appointment to get the car fixed, but I hadn't fixed it yet. A few days later, driving to work, it's around Christmas time, somebody rear-ends me very lightly. And I think, you know what? I'm already going to get it fixed. It wasn't that big of a hit this time. I'm going to get out, and I'm going to be like, hey, you know what? Don't worry about it. It's the holidays. So I get out of my car. As soon as I do, this lady pulls up behind me, and she comes out waving a cigarette at me going, I barely hit you. And I'm thinking, that's not very nice. So she comes over, cigarette in hand, starts wiping snow sludge off my bumper and going, see, there's no scratches. I feel my disposition changing. And I go, no, look. Look at these scratches. And she says, I can't have my insurance go up. It's the holidays. That was my line. So I go, you know what? I got to take care of my car. I have to get this fixed. Let's exchange insurance, and I'll call you. So I'm thinking, maybe I can get nasty lady's insurance to pay for the nice guy's accident. It didn't really work out that way because I already had the appointment set up to get the car fixed. So nice guy's insurance paid for it. So my car's in the shop, and I have a rental car. And I didn't get the insurance because it costs money. So I live on 32nd at Calvert at this point in my life. And my roommates and I are decorating for a party. And we hear a crash. And I say, that's my rental car. And we go outside. And sure enough, my car is parked here on 32nd. Here's Calvert. Across Calvert on 32nd, there's a tow truck. And the tow truck driver had hitched a car to his tow truck, except he hadn't hitched it. And it rolled off the tow truck across Calvert straight into my rental car. So I'm running out, and I'm lamenting to the tow truck driver, I didn't get the insurance. I can't call the police because in the rental company, and I'll have to pay all this money. So the tow truck driver knows he's in the clear because I'm not going to call the police. So he starts laughing at me and says, you always get the insurance. To which I'm thinking, you always hitch the car on the tow truck, right? But I didn't say that. I said, oh, thank you. And so anyway, it wasn't a huge deal. There wasn't a lot of damage to the rental car. They never figured it out. But looking back on all this, one of my biggest regrets in that story, and really in my life in general, is that I made this poor guy's insurance pay for my car when I didn't need to. My car's covered in scratches now. I live in the city. And I don't care at all. And I missed the opportunity to practice kindness And instead, I made this guy's life a little harder. And that's the end.